Kings, I hope you had an absolutely tremendous Father's Day weekend. You deserve it. Hat tip, a big salute to all of the real men, the real fathers out there taking care of God's greatest gifts. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable, June 20th, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Even if you accepted early childhood vaccines before COVID, it's hard not to be a little skeptical of them, at least after the mass murder that we've seen carried out with these COVID-19 shots. By the way, we've just had these shots get emergency approval for children under 6 months old. Of course, there is no emergency at all justifying this approval. Children are not in danger from COVID. They never have been. The only emergency in this country is the mental illness of our ruling elites who are obsessed with sticking a needle into every arm that they can. Just like with the rest of the vaccine process, there's been no real scientific investigation of whether this is a good idea or whether it's even safe. No, the outcome was decided on in advance, and so now it's just full steam ahead. No matter how many people it maims, no matter how many people, including children, that it kills in the end. And to be quite frank, it's looking like that's exactly the plan. Trust the plan. So it's natural to ask, if the process was this shoddy or intentional for the COVID jab, how do we really know that it was any better or any different for all of the other shots that they want to force onto all of our children? You know, 35 years ago, the recommended schedule of childhood vaccines was 12 total shots for 8 different diseases. Fast forward to today, if you get everything that the CDC recommends, you're getting 54 shots for 16 different diseases, including your very first shot on the very first day that you're alive for hepatitis B. Hep B, by the way, is a disease that you only really have to worry about if you're the child of a drug addict or a prostitute, since it's spread the same way that AIDS is. But the CDC went ahead and pushed that vax onto everybody anyways. So anyway, it's 54 shots by the time you're 18. More than that, we suppose now that they're forcing this COVID jab onto children too. Even the CDC admits that all of these shots have side effects. And then there can be all of the possible side effects that they won't admit. The sad story of Nash Grimm shows exactly why we need to be skeptical. Nash was a completely healthy boy for the first 6 months of his life. But it all went wrong just a few days after he received the DTaP vaccine covering diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis. Just a couple weeks later, Nash was paralyzed, possibly for life. Look.
I had a horrible feeling that something bad was going to happen. I literally almost stopped the nurse from injecting his leg that day. And I did. 13 days later, there we were. He had started to turn purple, bluish in the mouth area because he was not getting adequate oxygen. His muscles were weakening at that point from the inflammation of his spinal cord. Within a couple minutes, his arms went limp and fell back behind him. And that was the end of his arms. We still to this day have not felt his fingers or hands move. And then we spent the next 4 months in inpatient rehab.
Horrific and heartbreaking. Little Nash has been receiving stem cell treatments in Dallas in the hopes that it'll help him to regain some of his movement, but we'll be honest. It's looking like it's going to take a genuine miracle from Jesus Christ himself to undo what the greed of Big Pharma has done to the Nash family. It's disgusting. Giving Nash the care and therapy that he will now need is enormously expensive. If you'd like to support the Grimm family, they have a GoFundMe whose link is in the Rumble description and at StuPeters.com. Or if you'd rather not donate through GoFundMe, you can also reach their Venmo at Jordan-Grimm-3. Again, the Venmo profile is Jordan-Grimm-3. Jordan Grimm is Nash's mother, and she joins us now. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I really just want the world to know Nash's story. And I want other parents to understand that they really do need to look into vaccines and start their own research because they aren't safe, they aren't effective, and you are hurting children. My story actually starts about 3.5 years ago. My best friend of all time since I was 5 years old had already somewhat jumped on the anti-vaccine train. And it's because her brother-in-law was diagnosed with leukemia at a very young age. She had his own young children and everything. She started looking into different things, researching, and it sent her down this vaccine rabbit hole. And so she started sending me everything you could possibly think of, memes, articles, links to different things, different Facebook groups. I thought she was crazy. I really did. I would ignore her if she sent me anything, and I would just not talk to her at all or completely change the subject. So fast forward to COVID happening, and we were both pregnant at the same time, and they started talking about a COVID vaccine really quickly. Well, that didn't sit right with me. So I started asking her questions. She again started sending me any information that you could think of to look at them. And I, at that point, ultimately decided to do a delayed schedule. If you Google 1986 versus 2019 vaccine schedule and click images, it pops right up to the very first one. So at 2 and 4 months, he only had DTaP and polio. Then in December of 2020, her and I had this very specific conversation. He was 5 months old. And she said, her exact words were, "The DTaP makes me cringe." And she explained to me why. Now, we were talking about that one because at 6 months, the very next month, that was the one that Nash was to be getting. So that conversation really stuck with me for the next month leading up to Nash's appointment. And so we got into his appointment that day, January 22nd of 2021, and I had a horrible feeling that something bad was going to happen. And I didn't listen to myself. I almost did stop the nurse from injecting his leg, and I didn't. And 13 days later, he woke up from nap at daycare, not breathing correctly. I was already over on my way to her house, and when my daycare provider texted me and said something is wrong, within 2 minutes, I was in there and I saw him and I said, "You need to call 911 immediately." His lips have started to turn blue. His chest has started to turn blue because he wasn't getting adequate oxygen. I picked him up. I held him out in front of me to open up his airway. And some of his color did come back. And his arms at that point were still moving. But within a couple of minutes, they fell limp back behind him. And that was the end of his arms. And we didn't see any arm movement again for about 2.5 months. We were transported to our local ER via ambulance, where they did a CT, blood work, all kinds of testing. Everything was normal. And at that point, his legs were still moving some, but not much. He still could not breathe correctly. So they did ultimately decide to intubate him and call for life flight so we could be sent to our children's hospital. My husband and I weren't allowed to go on the helicopter with them. So it was a 2.5 hour drive. So we raced to Omaha. We actually beat the helicopter there by a few minutes. They got us checked into the ICU and immediately took him back for an MRI. At this point, it's after midnight. And when they came back in to tell us what was going on after the MRI results came back, the doctor's first words actually were, "This can be caused by a vaccine," or "This can be caused by a virus." Now, my son wasn't sick. He wasn't sick at all. I've replayed every video, every picture in my phone leading up to it, and he wasn't sick. and so they ran all of these tests. They did a full viral panel on him. Now, his diagnosis, keep in mind, is called acute flaccid myelitis. And they say that enterovirus D68 is supposedly what causes this. Now, he's paralyzed from the neck down at this point. Within 6 to 8 hours of being dropped off at daycare, he's paralyzed. Was perfectly normal that morning. There were zero warning signs. Now, so when the viral panel came back, the rhino/enterovirus line, it was two viruses on one line, said positive. And I said, "No, that's not right. My son wasn't sick. You need to do more testing." So they did test his blood for enterovirus specifically. That was negative. They checked his cerebral spinal fluid for enterovirus specifically, also negative. So the third one was a stool sample. We got the stool sample finally a couple days later, you know, because his bowels and stuff aren't working correctly because he's paralyzed. And the CDC conveniently lost my stool sample. So we'll never know for sure if he had enterovirus or not. But he didn't. I can tell you right now that he didn't have enterovirus.
When you look at some of the side effects that the DTaP vaccine is supposed to cause, that they admit to causing, are the symptoms that he's experiencing now listed in those side effects?
Yes. Yeah. One of the main ones is Guillain-Barré syndrome and just myelitis by itself. You know, just it's all paralysis. It's all inflammation of your spinal cord. It's polio renamed. That's what it is. But they won't ever admit to that. So
since this has happened to Nash, I would assume that the amount of research that you've done has increased exponentially. Is this a problem that you have seen? Have you seen other stories like yours occurring after this DTaP vaccination?
Yes. I mean, and not just DTaP specifically, any of them. If you look in any vaccine insert, Guillain-Barré and myelitis is listed in 90% of them.
So they know this, and that's the thing that pisses me off the most. As a matter of fact, I think of all the things that I've learned while hosting the show, the attack on our kids is what pisses me off the most. They know that these vaccines cause harm to our kids, and they've known for decades.
Yep, they sure have, and they don't care because they make too much money off of it.
So if you were to tell parents or expecting parents or people who eventually will have kids anything, I mean, if you want to tell them anything, what would you say to them?
Stop vaccinating your children. Your child has a God-given immune system, and it will do what it needs to do to fight off what it needs to fight off. The vaccines are causing the hyperimmune responses, which is causing their own bodies to attack themselves, which is exactly what happened in Nash's case.
What about you personally? I mean, how do you feel? I mean, do you feel guilty? Do you feel, I mean, what must you be going through?
Oh, absolutely. The guilt is very, very real. Especially knowing that the month leading up to the vaccine, I fought myself so hard on whether or not to give it to him. And I just didn't listen to myself.
Yeah. Well, I want to say something, and I hope that you will hear me clearly. Nash is going to be used by God to save hundreds or thousands or even millions of lives after people hear your story. And this platform is all about broadcasting stories like yours. So I don't know if that gives you any relief or not, but I really, really believe that. And I'm really proud of you for your courage in coming on a show like this one and broadcasting in front of a national audience to make people aware, because you could be cowered down, curled up in the fetal position like a lot of mothers would, and be weak and just cry yourself to sleep every night. But instead, you're here being strong and fighting for all the other kids. What does the prognosis look like for Nash?
It's hard to say. He actually has come a really long way since day one. His head control has tremendously gotten better. We are actually in Louisville, Kentucky right now. We have been for 3 months doing a pretty intense rehab program for him, and his trunk control also has come a long way. So I'm very, very hopeful, because he was so young when it happened. He has a lot of growing to do yet. He has the ability to rebuild those pathways, we hope. So we're keeping the faith. It's not a guarantee, but we do have a lot of faith for him.
Yeah, we can't trust these people, these zombies in white lab coats, and the CDC and the FDA are completely gone. It's legit a murderous program. They know what they're doing, and they're doing it anyways, all for greed.
Yes, that's exactly what's happening, and that's not okay. Nothing about it is okay.
I know that you didn't solicit this, but I just want to remind people, we hope that you will go and donate through GoFundMe. And if you don't like GoFundMe, Venmo is available to Jordan-Grim-3. How expensive is this for you to be taking care of Nash?
It's expensive, because all the natural healing stuff that I'm doing, you know, it's not covered by insurance. None of it is. So it's all out of pocket. And we're very grateful for all the donations that we have received so far, because they've made it possible. They've made it possible for me to do natural healing with him.
What are some of the things that you're doing? Just out of curiosity.
Hyperbaric oxygen chamber is one of them. I bought a chamber just a few weeks ago, actually, and we've been doing that daily. Stem cells. Also, you know, our first round, we actually went to Costa Rica before I found one in the States. So now we go to Dallas for it. It's been a few months since we've been back, but we do plan to continue that at least every 3 to 4 months for now. But those two things alone, I mean, they're over $10,000. So you know, it's not cheap by any means, but.
Yeah. People used to think anti-vaxxers were crazy, and I'm one of them. I just have to admit it. I'm one of the people who thought that these anti-vaxxers were nuts. You got to be kidding me. Why would you not vaccinate your kids against these things? Who would ever want their kid to get pertussis or diphtheria? But they're not. They're not going to, because they have the God-given natural immunity that protects them from these things. And our bodies are supposed to contract viruses and bacteria in order to develop that immunity, which is much more robust than any vaccine can give you. Plus, we're learning all about these fetal stem cells that are in most vaccines that you give your kids, which means aborted babies are going into your baby. I mean, so there's just so many different things. Your friend was right. A lot of my friends were right. I completely ignored them as well. And I wish that I hadn't. Jordan Grimm, God bless you, honestly. I mean, flying to Costa Rica and taking your baby and doing absolutely everything that you have to do to take care of God's greatest gifts. You're an amazing mother and a very strong person. And again, NASH is going to be used, I swear, on a world stage to save so many people after they hear this horrific story. Thank you so much for being here. God bless you. So
thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you for your bravery and your courage. It takes a lot of guts to come on a national program and tell your story in the days of doxing and cancel culture. Sick, deranged, and depraved psychopaths and trannies and purple-haired freak shows will no doubt attack Jordan Grimm for telling her story. They will. They'll do it. It takes a lot of guts to do what she just did. And I am convinced, and I believe wholeheartedly, I really mean this from the depths of my soul. I can feel it. In Jesus' name, baby NASH is going to save millions of little children from having to deal with this. Think about that. Wrap your head around that. It sucks what's happening with baby NASH. But if Jordan doesn't come on this program and she chooses not to publicly tell her story because of her shame and guilt attached with giving baby NASH that shot, how many millions of people that would otherwise see this or not see it would then be on the fence about giving their children the very same shot, not knowing or thinking that anti-vaxxers are crazy and nuts and deranged? It's amazing. It's awesome the way that God is working. Seriously, I can feel it, and it's really a blessing. So awesome. I want to tell you about my great friends over at Gold Co., because I'm getting thousands, countless emails of thanking me for putting them on to Gold Co., because Gold Co. is helping thousands of people to protect their retirement savings. Look, you work really hard to earn your money and even harder to save it. We just sent $40 billion to Ukraine. Did they ask you for your permission to send your money to Ukraine? To send weapons to neo-Nazi pagan war criminals and cannibals? No, they didn't. So if you think, well, they're stealing our kids, while they're stealing our liberty and our freedom, if you think that they won't come and steal your money, you're dead wrong. If you have 50 grand or more in your retirement savings, 401k, or your IRA, they're coming for it, period. They're going to come and steal it. They're going to take it. Protect it with physical gold and silver. Call my good friends at Gold Co., 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Get up to $10,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account when you call them. They've already helped thousands of people to protect their retirement savings against this hyperinflation, tax increases, and government theft. Call Gold Co. right now. Make sure that you tell them that Stu Peters sent you when you call 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Lindell. And my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for all your support during these times of cancel culture. They've canceled our box stores, our shopping channels. Now they've even tried to debank me. And it's all because they want our voice canceled. Buying today also helps support Stu Peters' show, which is one of the best podcasts, best shows you're ever going to watch, because he speaks out like it is. He tells the news. What a concept. Well, today I'm going to pass the savings on to you. You get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99. And if you order today, I'm going to give you my book free. By the way, my book, this is the American dream. This is what it is. This is what we're all fighting for. This is what we're not going to give up on. We're not going to lose our freedoms. You use promo code STU. You guys, this is the best price in history because of your great support. Thank you all, and God bless.
One of the central arguments for military servicemen who have been resisting the Biden regime's forced vaccination agenda has hinged on what exactly Chairman Biden has the legal authority to mandate. Well, under current federal law, the president can only mandate a vaccine for soldiers if it's approved by the FDA. Otherwise, he needs to provide a special emergency waiver to ignore informed consent laws, something that Biden has never done. Well, the military claimed that there was no waiver needed because the FDA approved the Pfizer vaccine. But the actual name that they approved it under was Comirnaty. For months, though, military personnel pointed out that there was nowhere that they could find any Comirnaty vaccines for them to take. Some of them even successfully escaped the mandate on this basis. But now in the last few days, on-base photos have emerged of Comirnaty vials on United States bases. What to make of this? And what does it matter when so much of the military has already been purged, leaving nothing but obedient transgender freak shows to come and take your kids and rape them or sell them off to CPS or force a vaccine in them or God knows what? Dr. Jane Ruby joins us now to discuss more on this. So these on-base photos that are emerging are raising a lot of eyebrows and raising a lot of serious questions. Why? What to make of all of this?
Well, there's a lot about them, Stu, that's incredibly suspect. So I've been getting calls. I think it's because of the visibility that you and I have provided on both of our shows, you know, around the military and what they've had to endure. But I've been getting calls from within the military that these new shipments are showing up with a Comirnaty label on them with multiple expiration dates, multiple lot numbers that can't be traced. NDC numbers, which are national drug code numbers. Every time a medication or device is approved or authorized, it gets an NDC number and you can trace it back to that. And so these vials are showing up, but Stu, the origination in the shipment is Fort Detrick. And when they're questioning, and they're showing up, by the way, first of all, at Coast Guard bases to start, which really interesting. And they're pushing back because there are some mid-level leadership people in the Coast Guard that are seeing this. They've resisted. They're either on some kind of religious exemption that they were lucky to get, or they're waiting things out. And then when they've questioned it and questioned the multiple dates and lot numbers, nobody can seem to answer the question. I want to add one other thing. They tell me that these shipments come with something inside of it called a temptail. And that is a device that measures the temperature all along the transportation process. If the temperature drops below, or I'm sorry, if it warms up, if it goes above those, you know, incredibly low negative below zero temperatures that they're supposed to be stored at, that alarm goes off so that when you open the package, you know that those are, and all of these alarms have gone off. Furthermore, when these sources inside the military that I've spoken to, when they've taken it upon themselves to independently call Pfizer, and they've been told, I've got a recording actually of it, we'll probably play it on the Dr. Jane Ruby show this week, but they've been told by Pfizer officials that they have no idea where the manufacturing origination is for this. They've claimed it's Malaysia. We've talked to Team Enigma that's done some hacking and some digging, and they tell me that there is no Pfizer manufacturing plant in Malaysia. So, Stu, things are crisscrossing. It doesn't make sense. They're making excuses. And I think this is a last-ditch effort, as you implied, that to try to get these last holdouts and say, see, we've got the approved product. They started making it, but nobody can trace where it's really coming from and where it's being manufactured as this other, you know, Comirnaty formulation.
This is completely sus. If anthrax were sent to a U.S. military base, I bet bottom dollar if they wanted to figure out where it came from, they could. Or furthermore, maybe not. Maybe they wouldn't even have any interest in that since they want to kill soldiers anyways. I mean, they're intentionally trying to murder soldiers. They're shipping bioweapons to military bases to inject into our soldiers. Think about that. Wrap your head around that. They are shipping a bioweapon that they know will cause infertility, cause soldiers to be sterile, cause them to have myocarditis and strokes and inflamed hearts, and cause them to have Guillain-Barré, and cause them to have paralysis, and cause them to die. And all in the name of a fake, chimerically engineered, man-made, intentionally released bioweapon that they falsely referred to as a virus that they man-engineered in a bioweapons lab in Wuhan, China, shortly before renaming it the Institute of Virology, which is the same type of laboratory that we have now uncovered 46 of in Ukraine. And this bioweapons program was supposed to have been shut down way back when, but the CIA, of course, just ignored the president of the United States at that time and continued on with it anyways, which is why we now have heart attack guns, which we now are learning could still be being used to incapacitate and kill people in our country. So the government, our own government, the bad guys of the world, who would have ever thought, is now putting some community label on these shots, and the Pfizer people are saying that they don't know where it came from. All of this is completely ridiculous, and it's totally obvious what's happening here. They're trying to kick out or purge or make real soldiers quit and leave or separate from them or even throw them in the brig if they resist, leaving nothing but cucks and transgender freak shows who have no problems firing on Americans when it comes time to do that.
Yeah. Stu, the whole thing is a fraud. And a couple of other pieces. The expiration dates are being like sort of randomly extended by people, you know, in contractors that these sources in the military, they're like lieutenants. They're not like, you know, rank and file, but they're responsible. And they've called these contractors and they're told, you know what, you can extend that just willy-nilly. You can just extend that expiration date to December of 2022, because by the time you get it, it's going to be, you know, the end of May 2022. It's absurd. And the other thing, Stu, in an email transmittal that accompanied or preceded some of these shipments, one of the sources inside showed me evidence of an email transmittal where it said inside, don't shake these packages, because it said, quote, Moderna vaccines are very sensitive and any vibration can cause the vaccine to lose its potency. Number one, these weren't Moderna shipments. These were Pfizer shipments. But there's so much overlapping and collusion between the companies that they're starting to slip up. And you know what? If it destroys the potency, let's shake up every box we can get our hands on.
No, I got a better idea. Let's incinerate every box that contains these vials. The entire vaccine program in this country needs a complete rethink, and that includes all previously approved, FDA approved. I use heavy air quotes there because the FDA is gone. The CDC is gone. They are all corrupt and vile, murderous enterprises posing as government entities here to protect American people from sickness and promote good, positive health. When instead we have learned, no, it's the opposite. They are creating autism in kids. They are creating paralysis and permanent handicaps that require massive physical health care for the rest of their lives. We heard a story earlier on the Stu Peters Show today. I mean, these shots, these vaccines need to be completely stopped, halted, burned, incinerated, trashed, and gone forever. They are a bioweapon. There is no arguing that. We've seen what this has done. And I'll just make one more reference. Let's talk about the professional athletes. In years past, an average of 10, but most oftentimes less than 5 professional athletes collapse on the field per year with heart problems. In 2021, over 300 of them, 300 up from 5. And the only thing that has changed is the rollout and the push for everyone to be injected multiple times with a bioweapon. That's what happens when you inject a bioweapon into a healthy person. They die. Dr. Jane Ruby, thank you so much for this. More on the Dr. Jane Ruby Show immediately following the Stu Peters Show. You can find it on Rumble, the Stu Peters Network. What to search? Also, always at StuPeters.com. Have a great day.
The food supply is in peril. War has wiped out grain stores. Mysterious fires have consumed dozens of processing plants. And the Biden junta is paying farmers not to grow.
We could increase and disseminate more rapidly food shortages.
But there's hope from heaven. Heavensharvest.com.
That stuff is perfect. It's 25-year shelf life. You can buy it, stick it in your closet, and forget about it.
Christian-owned, kingdom-operated, is ready to help your family prepare for famine, pestilence, and another pandemic. Join Heaven's Harvest Food Club today and enjoy the benefits of a stockpile in peace of mind. No cost. Free shipping. Cancel anytime. Preparation on demand. Water filters, seeds, and vacuum-sealed buckets of grub. Call today for 1 month's supply of food for less than the cost of a daily meal. Or fill your stores for a whole year with food that lasts. Don't wait. Prepare for the devil's work. HeavensHarvest.com, your angel investor for enduring the end times.
In Christian tradition, the deadliest of all of the sins is pride. Some people that I personally know need to hear that often, frequently, regularly. It's a sin that made Lucifer himself fall from heaven. But now in America, every year, the forces of darkness try to dedicate this entire month of June to that sin. And every year, their ambitions grow more nakedly demonic. It used to be just pride parades and celebrations of gay marriage. Not anymore. Now it's drag queen story hour. sex fetish shows aimed directly at children with child molesters and pedophiles as the stars. You know, it's worth being explicit about this. Drag Queen Story Hour is about pedophilia. Every drag queen who wants to put on a show like that for children is a pedophile. They want to groom and molest and rape kids, period. No exceptions. If that wasn't what they wanted, they wouldn't be doing it. The entire point of drag queen shows for kids is that they get a sexual thrill out of it. This is about normalizing this depravity and deviancy with children, your children. These are shows meant to enable and glorify child rape. And the teachers and the librarians who sit around and do nothing while all of this happens are enablers. And the GOP lawmakers who let this happen without fighting to ban it completely are enablers too. These people are just as guilty as the pedophiles themselves, and they should be locked up right next to them. Taylor Hansen is an independent journalist and field reporter who's covered many of the critical events in this country over the last few years. Taylor is the one actually who captured footage on January 6th of Ashley Babbitt preventing violence inside the Capitol just moments before she was allegedly gunned down by a police officer. At least that's what the press tells us to believe. More recently, he exposed the existence of a Drag Your Kids to Pride event in the Dallas area. Taylor and the three co-hosts of the KGB show on YouTube went undercover at this family-friendly drag event. What the hell is that? Well, what they witnessed there was horrifying and shocking, and a lot of it was caught entirely on camera. Taylor Hansen joins us right now to share their story. So you got caught there at the most recent one, but prior to that, you were able to get some footage of this. Am I right? I mean, this is 100% pedophilia aimed at raping kids.
Yeah, there's no other way to put it, Steve. I mean, they're truly, this is all it is, you know, it started with a slippery slope and it's just gone down ever since. I mean, they openly say this is they want to transition these kids. They want to grow their community. And this is what it's going to turn into. It's going to turn into the rape of our children.
So this is happening at schools. This is happening at now a family-friendly event. Take us through this.
Well, there is nothing family-friendly about it, Stu. I mean, that's what they label it. And, you know, the videos that came out of Dallas, that was the very first family-friendly event that we were kind of aware of. So we went undercover. And, I mean, the depravity and just the degeneracy that we saw there that day. I mean, you know, I've covered some pretty terrible things. You know, I've seen people die on the ground. And I would rather go through all of that again instead of having to sit through 2 hours of these shows willingly in order to expose this. You know, you have full-grown men acting like women, dressed like women, dancing for little children, taking money from children. Their parents are feeding them cash to hand over to these adults, you know, these transvestites in this way. And I mean, there's nothing being done about it. And thankfully, we've had legislation drafted due to those videos that came out recently, but it's not enough.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just have to ask you, so you were there personally. And by the way, I know that it's horrible to have to go through that, but thank you for doing it so the rest of us don't have to. You're there. Okay, so you said that there's parents feeding cash to the kids so they can hand them to these men dressed as women. And where are the fathers during all of this? Are you telling me that there are really men, fathers of little children that are there that are handing their little children money so that some sick pedophile can wave his balls in his child's face?
Yeah, I mean, I will say the common reoccurrence that I see at these shows, I've done three now, and I have quite a few more to do this month, is, you know, most of them are going to be single moms or, you know, moms that are lesbian, they're married to a woman or two women. And, you know, it seems like it's the woke agenda here. I mean, they think it's cool. They think it's popular to be trans. You know, they get the clout from saying that their kid are trans, that their kids go to drag shows. I mean, so primarily it is going to be the single mothers, you know, where there's no dad figure, but every once in a while you will see a father bring his kids to one of these things. And usually it's a single dad or, you know, he's being dragged there by his wife. And even sometimes, I mean, at the very first show that I went to, Stu, you had multiple guys that weren't there with children. They weren't there with anybody else. They were just standing in the corner. So, I mean, they're going there alone. I mean, these events, they just attract the worst kind of people. I mean, there's no reason or no excuse that a full-grown man should show up at one of these events to give money to these children.
I just can't even imagine. And the guys that you're talking about that are standing in the corner jerking off, these guys are there, yeah, to watch the trannies, but they're also there to watch these trannies interact with children. That's what they're getting off on. Do you agree?
No, absolutely. I mean, that's the only reason why they're there. I mean, why, if it wasn't about the engagement with the children, why wouldn't they just go to a strip club? You know, and these things, they're directly correlated to strip club and these drag shows. I mean, if you were to take your child into a strip club in any of the states, you'd be arrested immediately. You'd be arrested on site. I mean, so why is it no different here when you bring a child to a hypersexualized drag show where it's even more confusing and I would say even more degenerate than bringing your child into a strip club? Because if you at least bring, if you were to bring, you know, your young kid, he's a man, you want him to be heterosexual, you bring him into a strip club, he's probably going to blush. You bring him into a Hooters, he's probably going to blush. Doesn't mean it's right, but their mind, that's how men's minds are supposed to work. But when you're exposing children at such a young age to men that are dressed like women and women that are dressed like men, I mean, how confusing is that? We as a nation, as adults, we can't even wrap our head around trans ideology and keeping track of the pronouns. So how do we expect the most vulnerable, I mean, class in our society?
No, I don't get it. I don't get any of it. I mean, I don't understand lesbians, actually. The most simple form of lesbians, I don't understand that. I mean, you've got a woman that wants to marry a woman, and then they use toys that resemble a man, and then they want to look and dress like a man, so why not just be with a man? I guess I don't really understand exactly what all of this is all about. But we have kids doing this, and like you said, I mean, imagine if I were to advertise to my neighborhood that in my home I was going to be holding a party and that kids were invited and that during this party you could expect that I was going to expose myself or rub my man parts in your child's face, how quickly would the cops be here to arrest me because I'm a straight white male Christian, right? But if I am a purple-haired Antifa crackpot weirdo tranny, you know, freak show, no problem. That would be allowed. And I bet the cops wouldn't even show up because if they did, that would be racist or something. I don't know.
Yeah, well, it's just the double standard, Stu. Is, I mean, we saw that outside of the Dallas event at the Mr. Mister's gay bar. Is you had cops there, Dallas PD. They knew there were children inside a bar in an establishment that you can't be under 21 years old to enter. They didn't care. They knew drinks were being served over children. They knew people were drinking inside. And there was an old bill passed here in Texas that you cannot bring children into any sexual oriented business, which by definition, a gay bar is a sexual oriented business. So, you know, you had the cops outside and instead of actually doing something and removing these children from the show or actually even going in and seeing what was going on, they'd rather sit there and allow the left and Antifa to assault, you know, all of the, I mean, the Catholic protesters and everyone else that was out there. It's okay when they assaulted us. But the minute that anybody on our side, you know, wanted to step over the line, it was a huge deal to them.
So to that point, in the Dallas area, which we've been given the fake facade that Texas is still a Republican state, it certainly is not. In the Dallas area, though, there has to be plenty of men like you and I who say this is not acceptable. And I don't care whose child it is. God says to protect the children, right? Do nothing to hurt these little ones. So where is everybody in the community? Why aren't they showing up at these events?
I mean, I think they're scared, honestly, is they're scared of the repercussions. They're scared of being doxxed. They're scared of getting fired from their jobs is because this is mainstream now. You know,
so essentially, we have no real men left in this country is what
no,
you're saying.
No, we really don't.
It's not a serious country.
The ones
country.
That we do, it's a true minority. You know, and this all ties in with, you know, good times, they make weak men and weak men make hard times. And we are in the hard times right now. There are hardly any strong men in this country. And the ones that, you know, are actually doing something, they're on the front lines trying to make a change, trying to get legislation jammed through. You know, I can't tell you, Stu, the amount of DMs that I get just every single day from, you know, single dads, from dads that are married, and they're saying, thank you. You know, we wish we were able to do this ourselves, but we just can't.
You are. You are able to do it yourself. Absolutely.
You are.
Get off your ass and go do it.
They're too scared.
So, Taylor, I've got like 2 minutes left here, and I just want to do this because people aren't going to believe this, and I think it's important for everybody to know. Maybe this will encourage people. Maybe it'll light a fire under some people to be real men and grab a hold of themselves and go and, you know, be a part of stopping this. I don't know. I mean, this needs to be stopped. Tell us explicitly exactly what's happening and what you're witnessing at these family-friendly events that you're getting kicked out of after they make you.
It's child abuse at the highest level, Stu. I mean, there's no other way to put it. Is you have adults bringing their children to these shows and encouraging their children to give money to transvestite strippers, because that's realistically what we should call
them. What are the strippers doing to the kids? What are they doing to the kids?
They're dropping it low for them. They're doing the splits in front of them. You know, they're saying sexual things or using sexual innuendos. I mean, there's no censorship on the behalf of these trans people. They just say and do whatever they absolutely want. You know, and we saw the videos that came out of the past three shows that I've done, and it's the same reoccurrence over and over and over again. It's almost like these people, they target where the kids are in the audience, and that's where they do the most sexual, lewd, and disgusting acts of the day, is they intentionally do it right in front of these kids. It's child grooming and child abuse at the highest level. And anyone that brings their kids to the show and all of these drag stars, they should all be arrested and thrown in prison.
They should. I would be in prison for the rest of my life if I caught somebody doing that to my kids. I guarantee you. Taylor Hansen, for your awesome work, thank you. And as everybody else tries to censor your content, we will unashamedly blast it out everywhere. Thank you for being here, sir. We appreciate it. Absolutely. More of the Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds. Go nowhere.
Have you noticed there is something very wrong with the modern day man?
Are you a beta male?
I don't think so.
Beta!
Sperm counts are cratering.
Maybe it's ma'am.
0% by 2050. But help is on the way. KeysToLife.shop has products which are making men, men again. Banned by the NFL, PGA, and the NCAA. Too manly. Clinically proven to raise IGF-1 levels. Man up. Take off the dress. Visit KeysToLife.shop. Get your manhood back today.
All right. I got to tell you about my great friends over at Newtopia. These brain supplements that I have been taking have just improved my life dramatically. I'm telling you, I don't need to hit the snooze button anymore. No coffee, no shots of caffeine required. My brain is on, instantly ready to fire on all cylinders. The minute that I open my eyes in the morning, I can focus, I can direct information, I can organize information. No more bits and pieces and fragments. It's all right on the superhighway. It's a direct and straight path made out of complete chaos because of the brain supplements from Newtopia, which, by the way, are 100% safe, totally legal, and non-addictive. They have different formulas. Some of them are for relaxation in the evening. You can actually replace alcohol, but get the same or similar feeling from the products from Newtopia when it's time to relax after dinner, sit on the couch and Netflix and chill. If you do Netflix, which I would recommend highly against. But anyways, you understand what I'm saying. Go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Again, Newtopia.com/Stu Peters, and check out the brain supplements. Whether you need added aggression for the gym or focus all day at work, these products are for you. Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. One more time, Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Well, thanks to the cancerous growth of the Washington, D.C. metro area, Virginia is no longer a competitive state in presidential elections. But it's still vital, it's crucial, pivotal, very important for the control of Congress. It has several of the competitive districts that have to be flipped back in order to kick communist Democrats out of the House. We have to get that done. But as you know, it's not just enough to have some feckless Republican sitting in a House seat. We've learned this time and time again. They have failed us over and over and over. They're neutered, castrated, sellout cucks that bow to the globalist uniparty elitists. We had a majority for 8 straight years from 2010 to 2018. What did we get out of it? Well, thanks to John Boehner and Paul Ryan, not much, if anything at all. We need real America firsters who won't just go back to the Boehner-Ryan ideology of outsourcing this country's entire economy to China, giving the jobs here that are meant for Americans to some Central American illegal alien, and then taking a job on the board of the Fox News Channel as a payoff. Tomorrow's primary day in Virginia. Jerome Bell is running in the Republican primary for Virginia's 2nd District. That district voted Trump in 2016, but we're told that it voted Democrat in 2018 and 2020. This is the kind of seat that we have to flip back. And we should flip back with the right candidate. We believe that Jerome Bell is the right candidate. He's for securing the border, fighting voter fraud, preserving the Second Amendment, and letting parents protect their children from school-sanctioned pedophiles. He has a real America First platform, in other words. It's refreshing, actually. More to the point, his top GOP opponent doesn't. Jen Kiggins has the endorsement of Kevin McCarthy, which is bad enough, but there's more. Kiggins voted to support the Virginia Values Act. This is a bill which massively expanded requirements to accommodate transgender freak shows. The Virginia Department of Education actually cited the Kiggins bill when it said that every school district in the state had to use preferred pronouns and let men into girls' bathrooms. No wonder McCarthy likes her. It's his favorite type of fake Republican leadership. Surrender on everything and then cash in later. Jerome Bell joins us now. Jerome, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me again, Stu. Thank you, man. Always good to be here with you.
So in no uncertain terms, I mean, Jen Kiggins is directly responsible for the Loudoun County school bathroom rape.
Well, you know what, Stu, you know, she voted for it. You know, bottom line, she's going around telling her constituents, well, it didn't mention bathrooms. Well, guess what? It did mention public accommodations. And I'm tired of these Rhino establishment Republicans playing people for stupid. Like, we don't know what public accommodations mean. Public accommodations mean bathrooms. And Jen Kiggins helped push the Democrat, leftist, left-wing, transgender agenda through these public schools in Virginia that's made these girls less safe, that's made these girls not be able to compete on the same level with these biological boys with their sports. And you know what, Stu, it's time that we put a stop to it. And that's why tomorrow, June 21st, we're going to put a stop to it, because we're going to elect Jerome Bell, myself, and we're going to not elect Jen Kiggins and not the establishment and not the Kevin McCarthy lights, not the Luria lights, and not these Democrats that want to just continue to take advantage of our kids and put parents last and put kids last, you know, in this agenda. And we're not going to have it anymore, Stu.
Yeah, people keep talking about this red wave. All right, so I think this is BS, because this is McCarthy working a deal with Nancy Pelosi, essentially. It doesn't matter who the person is, and America Firsters, he's actually trying to subvert and push out, actively fighting and working against them. We saw that in the case of Paul Gosar in Arizona, who's a real America First patriot, which is why Kevin McCarthy threw him under the bus and wouldn't have his back. So Jen Kiggins has a huge caution sign on her, not just because she actually wants kids to get raped in bathrooms, but also because she's endorsed by Kevin McCarthy. These are the same people that Virginians overwhelmingly voted against when they elected Youngkin. They don't want to see gay freak shows raping our kids, purple-haired groomers in the classroom, teaching them to hate their parents and hate God.
I mean, we don't want to see that, Stu. And here's the bottom line is, not only did she, you know, vote for the Virginia Values Act, she voted to make any crime against transgenders a hate crime. She voted for three bills that bring in Stacey Abrams voter fraud, you know, voted for, you know, gun control legislation, voted for CRT legislation. This woman is a leftist Democrat proposing, what I say, posing as a rhino, because she votes 23 times with this senator named Louise Lucas. And Louise Lucas is one of the biggest racists, I guess, you know, what they would say, up in the Senate in the state of Virginia. But she voted with the Democrats more than 80% of the time, is what one of the senators told me before, and said at a breakfast. Actually, he said 95% of the time, him and Jen Kiggins vote 95% of the time with the Democrats. Why would we want to send someone up to D.C. that votes 95% with the state Democrats and give them all of their agenda that they want instead of what the parents want and what the citizens of the second district need and wants to?
She's got to be bought and paid for. I mean, she has to be controlled by some higher power. No Republican with core values who supports the family would ever want anything like this. Who's pulling her strings anyways?
I mean, I believe it's both sides. It's the Uniparty. It's the Democrats. And it's also the establishment rhinos, Stu. You know what the Uniparty is. It's the Democrats and them guys that make us think that we actually have a choice. But it's the same people that's voting and funding Elaine Luria, which is my Democrat opponent, and Jen Kiggins, which is the rhino. So they're funding both sides of the war, because it really doesn't matter which one they get. They're going to get their girl that's bought and paid for. And Jen Kiggins is bought and paid for even before she gets elected. I mean, we had the establishment dump $2.1 million into her campaign. I have the Democrats running ads against me. They're spending over $300,000, $400,000 against me to try to bring over Democrats to vote in the primary so Jen Kiggins can win, because they know I'm the threat. They know that I'm the populist candidate. They know I'm the MAGA. They know that I'm the America First candidate that's going to change. They know I'm going to support President Trump if he comes back in 2024, or Ron DeSantis in 2024, whoever we get. But they understand that this is going to be the end of their reign in this district when I win, and they can't have that. That's why Kevin McCarthy came in for Elise Stefanik. You know what, though, Stu? I have patriots behind me. I have Ted Nugent. I have General Mike Flynn. I'm the only candidate that's endorsed by another Virginia congressman, and Congressman Bob Good. I'm supported and endorsed by Paul Gosar. So I can go on and on and on. And here's a telling story, too, Stu. Amanda Chase, which ran for governor here, she's a Senate colleague of Jen Kiggins, a female Senate colleague of Jen Kiggins. Guess who she endorses and supports? She endorses and supports me. Why? Because she knows what Kiggins is about. She's seen her voting record, and she understands that she is not MAGA. She is not America First. She's a globalist. She's a neocon. She voted to send $40 billion over to Ukraine. And then she couldn't even say shall not be infringed. You know, she was asked on the John Frederick Show and what she felt about this gun control legislation bill that went through the House last week. And she said, oh, well, it's up for discussion. Well, you know what? Damn that. That's not up for discussion. The Second Amendment is never up for discussion. Here's my discussion. Shall not be infringed, period, on the Second Amendment. And if a candidate can't say that, they cannot represent the people of the Second District or of America for that choice, because those people are the ones that's going to cause us to lose our freedoms, cause us to lose our Second Amendment, and cause us to lose religious freedoms, medical freedoms, which she actually voted for, which she actually was also a part of, giving jabs and giving, you know, masks and things that Stu, she's a Democrat, and we cannot have another Democrat running this district. So that's why people need to come out, go to votechiefbell.com. I need your donations. We can still get it done, you know, throughout the day. You know, we can put digital out. So help, go to votechiefbell.com and donate. And let's not send another rhino to DC, because still we've lost this country because of rhinos. We haven't lost this country because of Democrats. Over the past decade, Stu, you know, we've won more elections as Republicans than ever, but we've lost this country because of sellout rhino Democrats like Jen Kings.
Man, I couldn't have said it better. You're absolutely right. You hit the nail right on the head. You are precisely correct. Jerome Bell is a real Christian. He's a pro-family person. He's a true America firster. In order to take back our country, you'll agree, we have to take back Virginia. You better get out and crush the vote. Take all of your friends out Tuesday, tomorrow, vote for Jerome Bell. Jerome Bell, we're praying for you. I know you're going to kill it. You're going to crush it.
Thank you, brother. Yeah, we're going to get it done.
Thank you for being here.
Thanks, Stu. Appreciate it.
Of course, anytime. Chief Bell spitting straight fire. All right, got to tell you about my good friends over at Magnesium Breakthrough. I didn't realize until recently how important magnesium is for your overall health and for your body and for your psychological well-being. 75% of Americans actually suffer from a magnesium deficiency, and it's a big deal. It's a big deal because a magnesium deficiency leads to low mood, depression, anxiety, stress, sleepless nights. Nobody needs any of that. Magnesium's a big deal. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters, and check out all of the benefits to supplementing magnesium. You have to have it. First-hand testimonial right here. I'm taking the product and it's making a huge difference in my life. Combat stress and anxiety. Combat low mood. Combat sleepless nights with magnesium from Magnesium Breakthrough. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters, and use the promo code StuPeters10 for 10% off at checkout plus free shipping. magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters.
Uncle Sam says you're a terrorist if you know vaccines are dangerous, but the real Osama bin boosted are getting sick, and Fauci can't hide it. One man has had enough of the madness. There's a sheriff coming after the shot shills.
I'm going after them individually. Every single one of them. Individually, I'm coming after you. Every one of them I am.
Christopher Key has founded Vaccine Police, and he will arrest tyranny.
Then they can be hung up and they can be executed. So this stops. It stops here, guys. Let's go in.
Vaccine mandates for kids? No. Mask mandates for little Mikey? Heck no. School boards have been put on notice.
No man is evil. And I know, man, it's all about money and power.
It's open season on treason. Vaccine police are on patrol. Old Bill Clutchill, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when vaccine police come for you? Resist. Go to vaccine-police.com. Forget the woo flu. Back the blue. Vaccine-police.com.
Well, if you follow me on social media, particularly Telegram and on Gab, then you're no stranger to my personal life, because I'm not scared. I share it with you. Your family. You're part of the Stu Peters Show tribe. You're Stu Crew, right? So anyway, a lot of you are looking at me today commenting, saying, Stu, you look a little sunburnt. You look authentically crispy. Well, that is true. I'll share a little bit more. Over the weekend, I was with my son, Nolan, at his baseball tournament. It was sweltering hot here. He's a catcher, which I love because I spent my baseball career as a catcher. He also got really aggressive with the stick. It was awesome to see. You know, he's 10 years old, so watching kids turn into great hitters is awesome. He also got his time on the mound pitching. He struck out 5 batters in 2 innings. Pretty amazing stuff, actually, to watch. Made me really proud. And then, of course, Father's Day yesterday, took the kiddos to church, and then it was off to the Kinnikinick State Park on the pontoon up the Mississippi River and into the St. Croix. We spent time on the beach, threw the football around, jumped off the back of the pontoon. Here you see Nolan being buried by his brother and sister. He was going to take a little bit of a nap there. Then, of course, we went and got some dinner together and took the trek back to the marina, which is in Red Wing, Minnesota, pulled the pontoon boat out there, and then off to home we went. It was really, truly awesome. I hope that all of you had a fantastic Father's Day, because, Kings, you should honor yourself. You deserve every second of it. If you honestly surround yourself with Jesus and then put your kids second in your life only to the King, That is amazing. My hat is off to you. Hat tip and a salute to all of the real dads out there, the real men that are actually taking care of their kids and are a part of their kids' everyday life. They need us, as you can see from this drag queen nonsense that we're looking at. They need real protectors and real adult males to speak into their lives and protect them from everything. And if I set one example on this program, that's the example that I would like to set. So thank you for allowing me to share some of my personal life with you. Today's show and every Stu Peters show is brought to you by Cortez Wealth Management. Visit AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com and schedule yourself for the free class that he's giving tomorrow. If you'd like to just book an appointment with the man himself, go to CortezWM.com. Again, CortezWM.com, and book an appointment with a God-fearing patriot that loves this country, Carlos Cortez, Cortez Wealth Management. Until tomorrow at this time, here's what's up to it, here's what's down to it, here's to any way you can get to it, here's to those that don't do it, may they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it, and here's to us who do do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the radar!